This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. A Fulton County Superior Court judge has now decided to continue a stay of execution for death row inmate Warren Lee Hill, Jr. The state had scheduled him to die by lethal injection at 7 tomorrow night. Now, the state can still appeal the judge's ruling, so it is still possible the execution could happen as scheduled. Hill's attorneys are challenging a new state law, which shields the identities of people or companies involved in producing the state's execution drug, pentobarbital. Before the judge ruled, I talked to Waynesboro Republican State Senator Jesse Stone. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, and he sponsored the new law in the Senate. Senator Stone, welcome. Good to have you.
Glad to be here.
The language says the identifying information of any person or entity who participates in or administers the execution of a death sentence, and also the identifying information of any person or entity that manufactures, supplies, compounds, or prescribes the drugs or equipment, shall be confidential. Why was that important?
The concern was to prevent harassment or intimidation, embarrassment, possibly frivolous litigation against people involved in the process, beginning with the chain of supply up to the person who actually does the administration.
Did the Department of Corrections come to you and say, we want this language included in this bill?
No, I can't remember whether it was the agency or the administration, you know, someone in the governor's office. I do know that one of our co-sponsors of the amendment was the governor's floor leader, Charlie Bethel. It did come in that fashion, and this started as a House bill.
Most of it's about sexual predators and that kind
right,
of thing.
Right. I was going to say the original bill dealt with sharing of information that is otherwise confidential between the Sex Offender Registration Review Board and the Board of Pardons and Paroles. And that passed, I believe, unanimously out of the House. It came to the Senate, and at that point, it was assigned to the Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, which I chair, and we were approached by either agency or administration representatives wanting to amend the bill to add the provisions with respect to confidentiality of information surrounding executions. And we added the amendment which dealt with two aspects of confidentiality, identifying the persons or entities involved in the execution and also involved with the manufacture of supplies or compounds or prescriptions, equipment, whatever they are used in the execution.
You said part of this was to prevent, let's say, harassment of someone, but wouldn't someone like Warren Lee Hill, not just Mr. Hill, but anyone else, if they want to mount a legal challenge, wouldn't they need that information in order to mount the legal challenge? Are you presenting a condemned person with a catch-22 here that they wouldn't have all the information they would need to mount a legitimate challenge if they felt they needed to?
That was part of the floor debate, as I recall, but the bill itself does not actually restrict discovery of information that is pertaining to the medicines, drugs, or whatever that are used. It's just the identifying information as to who the people or the businesses in the chain. That's what is confidential. I will say this, there was a floor amendment sponsored by Senator Fort, which would have limited the bill just to the person involved in the execution, that is, who administers the drug. It was too narrow, it was defeated, and then the bill passed 42-6, including, I believe, 9 Democrats and 33 Republicans.
Wouldn't someone, though, hypothetically at least, need the identifying information of the business, because it might not just be the drug that is at issue, but how it was prepared. Compounding pharmacies might be subject to questions about how the process was done, whether the process was done properly, or that there was something done that would expose the person to cruel and unusual punishment.
I think the process is fair game, but the way the bill works, the persons involved would be redacted.
Why would that be so important if, let's say, a court could have access to that information and thus not necessarily make it public, so that the business on the one hand would be protected from frivolous harassment, and yet on the other hand, the information could be available to somebody who had a legitimate legal reason for trying to get it?
Well, the state could declassify it if it felt that it was warranted. That is a possibility, but I agree with the administration that enough information can be had to determine that whatever process is used is humane and done in accordance with law. I don't think the personnel really would be that great a factor. Now, court may disagree with me on that, but that is how the overwhelming majority of the Senate felt. And that was an issue that came up during the debate.
You said the state might agree to disclosure of the information, might declassify it. Realistically, yeah, though, given the current climate in the state among officials here who pretty much unanimously favor the death penalty, are they likely to do that? Is that something that realistically would happen?
Well, that's hard to say. It depends on how relevant and necessary the information would be. I think the case could be argued, but I don't know whether they would convince deciding officials as to the merits of getting into identifying personnel. I just think the relevancy of that is probably at such a low level that the privacy considerations, the harassment prevention, and the policies that were underlying the bill in the first place probably would trump that. Now, a court may think differently and view it differently, but that was an issue that was fully discussed, and again, in a pretty bipartisan manner, the bill passed.
Given the problems, though, that Georgia has had with its sources for pentobarbital, to the point where the DEA even confiscated the supply a year or two ago because of concerns over where it was coming from and who was manufacturing it, isn't it possible that there's another reason for this non-disclosure? In other words, that the state might be getting it from fairly dodgy sources and doesn't want that disclosed?
I don't think so. I think the state has a huge interest in making sure that the process is done in a humane and professional way. I would disagree with that assessment.
Were you concerned by what happened a couple of years ago when the state got the drug from a source in England about which there were some questions and the DEA eventually took the supply?
Well, I think the state has learned from experiences like that. I don't think that is likely to happen again. At least I would hope not.
Have there been threats of harassment against a compounding pharmacy? Because there aren't that many of them in the state. And have any of them complained to you or to anyone else in the legislature that people opposed to the death penalty were threatening them in any way?
We did not have testimony concerning actual threats or harassment. It was potential for that led to the administration or the agency involved requesting this legislation.
So do you think that this law ensures not just the rights of a condemned person to appeal, but the rights of a condemned person to be executed without cruel and unusual punishment?
I do, and I believe that the court has ways to conduct in-camera inspection, whatever it deems necessary to ensure that the process is carried out in a humane way.
So you're saying it does leave judges enough discretion to find out what they might need to?
I think the judges have enough discretion to make that determination. And again, I don't believe, I could be wrong, court could disagree, but I don't believe that the actual names of the parties involved is necessarily relevant.
Senator Jesse Stone is a Waynesboro Republican. He is chair of the Senate Judiciary Non-Civil Committee, and he was the sponsor in the Senate of the bill which bans disclosure of the people involved in an execution or disclosure of those who put the drug together. Senator Stone, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.